Anyone who is in any way disappointed at Buffalo getting the number two pick overall should really not be. I know that some people or other people realize that that's not necessarily needs to be the case because, you know, this is it's certainly the real deal. I mean, you know, everyone's skeptical when you hear so much hype and, you know, he comes in as a freshman. You know, I don't follow a lot of the recruiting trail stuff. I don't tend to see players until they actually get into college. So, you know, I watched him closely, obviously, this year when he did. And really, from the get-go, it was obvious that he lived up to the hype. He was, you know, he was the real deal. You know, I've seen kids that have been projected to go high in the draft that lack this, that, or the other thing, maybe, you know, motivation or strength or anything like that. This was a complete player. And he's not as flashy as McDavid, certainly, but he can do everything. And from the first day at Boston University, he was taking faceoffs as a center. He was playing a lot of minutes, top line, both ends of the ice. And there's really no part of his game that doesn't work. Obviously, he'll need to get better at every aspect. He'll need to get stronger in every way. But he is as complete a player as you can have at that age.
He's got some experience working with some pros. He's played with Team USA at the World Championships earlier this year and played under the guy who could well be his new head coach, Dan Bylsma. So they've got that relationship going to their advantage. But is he ready to make the transition straight to the NHL, or does he maybe need more time at BU?
Well, he's absolutely ready. You know, he could have probably done it last year if he was eligible for the draft. You know, it never hurts, in my opinion, to stick around, especially if you're not going to jump right to the NHL. I mean, some guys leave and they wind up playing in the AHL for a while. I've always felt that if a guy is not going to jump right to the NHL, he should stay in college because I think you get stronger and you get, you know, stay in the weight room. They don't play as many games, which some people see as a disadvantage. I see as an advantage, and that they get to work out and practice and so on. But he's one of those guys that is definitely ready. You know, I know that you mentioned Dan Bylsma. I know that there has been some concern that Eichel will want to stay in school. I know he's even said, you know, he's not committing either way. He's saying the right things as far as BU is concerned because they fell one game short of a national championship last year. Maybe he'll stay in school and try to win that championship. But the fact, even if there was a 1% chance of that happening, which I don't think there even was, but even if that was the case, I think with Dan Bylsma having been his coach for Team USA and now with the Buffalo Sabres, I think that kind of squashes that. I think that was a good transition for him to get to play for Bylsma there, and I'm sure he'll be making the jump right to Buffalo. There's really no reason not to. I'm sure he'll have his growing pains, but there's no reason why he can't compete in the NHL right now.
Was that maybe just a little posturing for contract negotiation purposes?
I think he's just being nice to BU, in a sense. You know, I don't think it's just lip service. I mean, I think he genuinely has a lot of friends there and obviously a strong connection to BU. He always wanted to play for them growing up. So I'm sure he's a little bit torn inside that he wanted to win that national championship. I mean, that was just a heartbreaking national championship loss last spring to Providence. So, you know, he's probably genuinely torn, but, you know, it would be silly of him. For anybody else, I would say stay in school. I mean, so many kids are so quick to leave. You know, it really bothers me when they leave so fast when they should stay. But he's the case where I think he should go because he's ready to jump right in.
Let's say the Oilers surprise the whole hockey world and go with Jack first, and Connor McDavid falls into the Buffalo Sabres' lap. Really not much, no difference at all in terms of talent.
Well, certainly if I'm the Sabres, I wouldn't worry about it either way if that happens. I mean, I think it would surprise a lot of people, obviously, but I really, you know, either way, you're getting a world-class player. I mean, personally, I am biased, and having seen Eichel and the kind of player he is, not just because he went to the NCAA, but I really like the kind of play, you know, that kind of complete player as opposed to the flashy guy. So, you know, if I'm Buffalo, I'm thrilled if I'm getting Eichel. But obviously, you know, if it so happens that McDavid happens, you know, you really can't be too worried about that either. If I may add one more thing to throw in, one of the more impressive things to me with Eichel, and I'm not saying this as a negative towards McDavid or anybody else, but the character issue with Eichel is really huge too. And, you know, all year long, he was just so good at handling the scrutiny that he was under at BU as a freshman, not letting it get to his head, handling it with grace, you know, deflecting attention to his teammates. And then in specifically when they lost that national championship game, you know, the day after he had won the Hobey Baker Award, all this individual praise, he had a great game, and then they just had a horrid last 10 minutes and lost to Providence in that game. And afterwards, he handled all of the media with the grace and dignity of a 20-year NHL veteran, and I was extremely impressed by that. And, you know, just for that alone, I mean, I think Buffalo should be thrilled.